so good. I wanted to hear it.
Yeah, you love it, don't you? You love it.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
I love it. Let's get stuck into this. This is interesting. I'll be interested to see what your thoughts are on this, Killian. Okay. Hey, lads, I have a dilemma and I just want to know what you guys think of it. My boyfriend of 6 months has been heavy into the gym and has been on his own fitness journey, which I totally get. He joined not long after we met. He got a PT and seems to be able to talk about nothing else. His name is not Jer, but for the sake of this, I will use Jer.
Who? The fella?
Yeah. It's not Jer, but no, the PT.
Okay. Sorry, okay. I need to take notes now.
My boyfriend is all Jer says to steam the broccoli. Jer says I should be upping my protein. Jer says to try and eat dinner before 6. Jer is taking me for an extra session this week. I'm sick of Jer. Jer is wrecking my head. Well, my boyfriend is. At this stage, I'm half expecting to walk in the front door and see Jer sitting at the kitchen table eating dinner. I want to ask people who listen to your show if they've any advice. I feel like Jer is in the middle of the relationship and all my boyfriend cares about is training with Jer. Do other people have this issue with their partners? I hope there's no trainers called Jer out there this morning listening. That is not his real name, by the way. That is a cover name. So the question that you're posing to us is, do other people have this issue with personal trainers and like feeling like they're in the middle of a relationship? But I suppose the bigger question is about, you know, going out with somebody that goes on a gym journey or, you know, finds like a new kind of love for fitness and goes down that route, you know, and I suppose to a certain extent, like you do change a little bit because your focus has changed. And that's why I was saying it's relevant to you, Killian, because you have in the last year joined the gym and like that's something that's played a big part of your life.
I think it's a sensitive subject, especially for, well, not for me, because I'm grand with it, but I just think like she doesn't really have a problem there. She's just mad about Jer. I think if you approach it,
she's mad with Jer.
Yeah, like her problem is Jer. It's not like she's not saying like he's not spending enough time with me. He's always in the gym. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah.
Do you know? So like, if that is impacting, you should have probably said that. But I think that like, if you bring it up, it can be like, I know for me anyway. You know, like I'm still overweight, but like I was overweight, and I got to a point where I was like, oh my god, I need to do something about my weight now, or I am going to balloon up, and I'm not going to be happy. Yeah, I'm nearly 4 stone down.
Oh my god,
like that's 3 times a week.
Worked so hard.
Like just shut me gob and didn't eat the bad stuff and just like cut down on my food, and it's dedication. And I think if you bring that up with him, people have different experiences with the gym, and mine was like, took me years to come to that realization, and now that I'm finally doing it, I love it. Like I love going, but I don't let it impact my life. Like there will be days, and I hope my personal trainer is not listening, but there will be days.
One of the messages that came in there was that from Liv? Sorry, Killian, couldn't resist.
I don't think so.
The thing is, right, I think what's happened here is you got together and very quickly after that he joined the gym and he found Jer, and Jer has obviously made a huge impact on his life, as you would say, for your own journey.
Luke has been amazing with me, but I do harp on about him, but he's away at the moment, so like it's not in session. He's in Austria, so we're doing
it online.
But I feel like you're annoying. I think the root of the problem is that you feel like Jer is more important than you.
Yeah,
and I get that as well.
Fair enough. Like, I think for you, right, there's a couple of things here. It is really important to be supportive of somebody when they're doing this, because when you're into the gym or a sport or whatever it is, like, it's all encompassing and it's really good for your head and it feels good to be doing it. So he's just very much, I would say, caught up in that early phase of like, everything is about this and, you know, I'm throwing everything at it because he needs it for whatever
reason. It's addictive.
But I will say,
it's an addictive lifestyle to get into that.
But I will say, you also have to remember, yes, she is in a relationship with him, and it is okay for her to say, hey, I'm here too. I know that you're seeing Jer and it's going really well and like you're doing really well and you're like smashing it, and like obviously she's hopefully really proud of him. But also it's okay to say, oh, you just feel a little bit like, okay, I'm here too. And
on the wayside a bit.
Yeah.
So I
get her point, but I also think that it's, you know, I'm always admirable of people that have a passion and that have thrown themselves in, like you have, to fitness. And I'd be the same with the gym. Like, I can't imagine now not going. I haven't gone for a couple of weeks, went back last night. I need it for my head. It's so important. And maybe this guy is just at the start of that and it's all consuming.
He can think about it, yeah.
But you can say to him, I'm here, darling, and I just need a little bit of your time. And if it is the case that it is everything to him, and he doesn't have time for you, then he's not your person.
Exactly.
You know?
And I think just be sensitive around it. Not that you shouldn't be, but just don't come across as that, like, this is a thing that you can't do. And just like, I admire you. I think you are so great for doing this. And if this is you and this is your passion, you do it. But look, make some time for me at the weekends.
The question that our emailer had this morning was, do other people have this issue, an issue like Jer, with their partners? So that is the question that we're posing to you, the good people of the Southeast. Have you seen this happen? Has it happened in your relationship? Advice for this girl, 085 1029 103. Sorry, yours is Luke. You're in.
Luke, yeah.
You don't talk about him.
Had a Chinese last night, Luke. Sorry.
Oh, well, he's not here.
He's not here. I can do what I please.
Let's get through some of the reaction. Anthony said, it's a phase he's going through. It will pass. I have done it all myself. We got this, which is interesting, from Emma. This is totally normal. My fella is into bodybuilding. He has two shows coming up. He did one last year as well. He's constantly dialed in, obsessed with his training and sheer dedication to broccoli, chicken and rice. We rarely get a night out due to his commitments. However, it makes him happy. So, you see, if you are with somebody and you see the hard work and the payoff when it goes well or whatever, and you know that it's constantly working towards a goal, and she obviously appreciates that, then you can look at it and go, okay, I understand where they're coming from. But I think it can be harder at the start of a relationship if you feel like you're not the one that's the priority.
Exactly.
You
know? Especially early days. If that's something that you've lived with for about 3 years, that's his thing.
Like,
same as soccer. But if the roles, not roles are reversed, but if it was a lad tipping you off for a soccer match every couple of weeks, do you know?
Yeah.
It'd be a different story. Chantelle has an interesting point on voice notes.
Morning, guys. Just on the daily dilemma there, I think that with him going out and getting a PT, I think that step in itself is quite intimidating and hard to do. I think he's just very excited with obviously probably slight changes that he's feeling since he's joined with this PT. I mean, like, as Sho said, your head becomes better, you feel better in yourself, you're proud of yourself for doing it. I know when I started with a PT, I was constantly talking about her too, because I was like, right, she's after giving me all these tips, like, and you're trying to stay on top of it, and you're like, oh well, she told me to do this and she told me to do that, and you're just kind of in that zone. Like I said, it's a big step to make. It's not easy, not for a lot of people. It's not the easiest choice to make. I would say to her is to fully support him, because him going out and getting his exercise and doing all this is probably going to make him a better version of himself. He's going to be healthier in his mind, body, and yeah, I just think she should support him. If it's the case that she's missing him, or he's not spending enough time with her, then just make that clear. If they're having a conversation and she's like, can we just stop talking about Jer for a minute? You know, if he's talking about her too much, just be honest and say it to him. But other than that, I would say that she should just support him, because he's actually doing the right thing and going out there and getting exercise and, yeah, trying to be the best version of himself. So have a great day, guys. Bye.
Thank you so much, Chantelle. Wise words. We'll finish with Richie's. Morning, lads. She could really use Jer to cement her own position in their relationship. What I mean is, she could skillfully use his obsession with Jer to her advantage by saying, although Jer is showing him the way, he is the one doing the work and sacrificing on a daily basis, and giving her partner that feel-good factor, which we all love, and he will love her for recognising the efforts he's making, not Jer. Thank you so much, Richie. Your Daily Dilemma returns tomorrow morning. If there's one you want to get into us, WhatsApp is open. We will accept it. 085 1029 103. Something that's been on your mind.
What? Hit us up.
Hit us up.
Hit us up.